This is Tax Deadline Day. What do you think of the American tax system? More than two-thirds of Americans believe the system benefits the wealthy and is unfair to average workers, the findings of a new CNN poll. Joining us live, John King, CNN's chief national correspondent and the host of John King USA. John, I think it was last week or maybe the week before that was that day at which we no longer were working to pay our taxes, but we could actually take some of that money and spend it on the things that we all need. We spend a lot in taxes, and we have a lot of debt.
We have a lot in taxes, a lot in debt, and this issue is front and center in our politics right now. Good morning. You saw the Buffett rule going down yesterday, and the president will use this, and he has the same poll numbers. Look, they do a lot of polling, too. And, you know, when 7 in 10 Americans say the tax system favors the rich, well, if you're the president in a reelection year, and because you think the policy is right, you're going to hammer this. It is a question of how it plays out down the road, though. If we get another bad jobs report, the economy is sluggish, the raising taxes argument, even if the date on that legislation is 2014, 2015, or 2016, it gets a little harder politically. But this will be a fascinating – this whole raising taxes on the rich is going to play out in the presidential race and in a lot of House and Senate campaigns as well.
So if people are behind it, why does the Buffett rule fail in the Senate, or is that too obvious to even bring up?
Well, part of it is, if you look closely at the polling, people are for it. Now, fewer Republicans are for it. You can't get 68% of Americans saying the tax system favors the rich without a lot of Republicans saying that. However, this is, we all know this, and part of it is Republican philosophy and ideology. And part of it is the politics we live in, which is President Obama is for it, therefore the Republicans have to be against it. How does it play out in the long run? You could get something like this. Even Mitt Romney talked about it at a fundraiser last week as part of a big comprehensive deficit reduction plan. You probably, in a non-election year, could get some Republicans to sign on to that over the next 200 days between now and November. Don't bet on it.
You know, John, I'm curious, in your poll, whether or not any of this was detectable. I remembered about 9 months ago, there was a greater, anger maybe toward the government and especially Congress and the White House for not getting things done, for driving up our debt. But now that it appears that recovery may be showing more signs of having legs, people don't seem quite as angry. Did you find that in your poll?
They don't seem quite as angry, but they're still very nervous, because if you look at the poll, certain income groups aren't as sure about the recovery. Certain regions of the country, this gets very interesting, especially if you overlay it with an electoral college battleground map, certain regions of the country don't feel as well. Remember, we work in Washington. We see the statistics. We don't have car factories. We don't have a lot of the things that if you travel parts of the country, there's still an up and down part of the economy. That's why I think it's so important, especially after the anemic jobs report last month. The president looks like he's in pretty good shape right now. People do feel overall, globally, feel a little bit better about the economy. But when we have this conversation in September, as people are going back to school, not now as they're preparing to go into the spring and summer, that's when it's really going to matter in terms of how it affects reelection politics.
Good point. Thanks, John. Good to talk to you.
Take care, gentlemen.
John King, CNN's chief national correspondent and host of John King USA.